This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. This year's World Eskimo Indian Olympics finished with athletes from the Bering Strait region taking home top honors in multiple events. Athletes from Nome, Unalakleet, and Shishmaref and other regional communities spent a good deal of time on the podium during competition. Marjorie Kunak Tabone from Nome was one of the award-winning athletes. She spent 4 days collecting a silver medal in the Indian stick pole, gold in fish cutting, and seal skinning. But perhaps the most spectacular was her performance in the blanket toss.
And, you know, I just went forward and managed to do a couple of backflips on there and secured the gold.
According to WIO officials, Tabone is the only second woman ever to complete a backflip during the blanket toss at the WIO Games. Despite her individual success, she emphasizes that the Games are a place to strive for personal bests and a good competitive environment. The medal-winning Nomike says, quote, "We're all very competitive, but we managed to channel the negative competitive energy into positive competitive energy," end quote. If one athlete needs help during competition, then, Tabone says, other athletes are ready and willing to assist.
You know, that really is the spirit of the Games, the spirit of WIO, and we try and maintain that through the crafting vendors, dance group.
Tabone is committed to the spirit of the Games. She spent 3 years on the WIO board where she is a secretary. The WIO board members say that while she was only a highly competitive athlete in the high kicks and strength games, she now focuses on events such as the seal cutting and fish cutting. Tabone says her training comes mainly from a living subsistence lifestyle.
Pulling in the net, hauling water, shoveling dirt around to maintain our camp and property. All of that hard work is really the best training that you can have for these types of games.
This training has paid off, netting Tabone her first gold in seal skinning. She says she's very proud of the athletes from the region for representing their people so well. Tabone also notes that this year was a special and that her daughter was old enough to attend and watch her compete. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.